And they do wait Monday night. Rabbi Moti Posen instead of Rabbi Weisbart.
Okay, so I'm not Rabbi Weisbart, in case anyone noticed yet. The title of the Shia is... Yes. I'm not sure if it's better or worse, but everyone should decide. The title of the Shia was Hot Water on the Time Switch. Something to that effect. Now, it's very interesting because really, this idea is not a new idea. It's been on for many, many years. Because how it worked, there's always been a different way how to have hot challah and shabbos. We have a hot plate, we leave the gas on. But that wasn't always feasible. So, about 100 years ago, around that sort of era, what happened was there was the local baker, the goy, and everyone used to put their challah in the non-Jewish baker's oven. That stayed on the hot shelf, big commercial oven. And how do you get the challah home? So sometimes there was an eruv, and when there wasn't an eruv, the under bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah used to bring home, used to carry on shabbos home. That was the minhag in most towns throughout the world.
That was
the heter? The heter was, there's different heter. The main heter allowing the Rashba holds the cotton to it's a drabonon for themselves. So they said that the usually a situation where it wasn't Shuzaram Dara, it says drabonon, and the child bought the challah for themselves, and Rebbe Shimon and everyone could have challah. Now, you think that's bad? What happened earlier was even worse. The Rishonim talk about what they used to do, and this went on for probably close to 1,000 years. What happened was, we always lived, generally speaking, in cold countries. We were in Europe, most of the time in cold countries. Then I worked in the Arab countries, but in the cold countries we lived in, what happened was, came Friday afternoon, you lit the fire to keep warm. You put your pots out, chocolate, soup, whatever you had, and everyone was nice and warm and had hot food. The problem was, Shabbos morning, the fire's gone out. So how did hot challah? Shabbos morning. What happened was, they called the guy. They pre-arranged with the guy to come on Shabbos and heat the fire. What was the heter? Hakol Cholim Leis Lutzinan. It was tiger cold. They were freezing cold in Russia, Poland, places in Germany. It was Europe, which was cold. The guy hit, well, it's a little bit warmer, but it could be cold. The guy hit lit the fire. And you're allowed to hear the fire because it was cold. At the same time, he didn't know. But at the same time, he was eating his yicholot. Waited a couple of hours with the shachris, came home, the yicholot was nice and hot. So that was the solution, that was the sort of time switch they had back then. They arranged for the goy to hear the fire, mitzad, kol cholim, everyone's a cholim when it comes to giving warm. And whilst that was hot, the yicholot was warm as well. That was the old fashioned time switch. Now, I just saw today a very interesting Prigodim. Prigodim says that besides the challah, every good Jewish house has a big pot of water, coffee, tea, we all have hot drinks, they have water. The Prigodim says something which is very strange. And it took me about half an hour today to have a chance Prigodim. Prigodim says, this is the minhag, this is what we do, it's fine, the goy lights the fire, and the food gets hot like that. But he says, the hot water needs a blech. And he says, Lemaiz, we don't have a blech. And he says, Tzorachim, why we don't have a blech? Now, I have the Tzorachim on his Tzorachim. I don't understand why does the hot water need a blech. I couldn't understand it. What's the problem? The problem is like this. Everyone knows, it comes to Bishul. Every time you've got Bishul on Shabbos, there's always two parts to Bishul. There's the Daraisa, Bishul. You take a potato, cook it, it's Daraisa. Daraisa. Then you have the Drabonot. What's the Drabonot? You have a potato which is fully cooked. You put it on a flame on Shabbos, it's a drabonon. You do a tamale, you wrap up, it's a drabonon. You take each other off, put it back in the blech, it's a drabonon. There's many drabonons on Shabbos. But I tell you, there's no blech. If you cook on Shabbos with a blech, it's exactly the same as the Isa as cooking without a blech. Someone wants to cook a potato on Shabbos, fill a pot of water, put a potato in, with a blech, without a blech, there's no difference. We know. Behind the gush, a solid food, the ain't bishul like a bishul. You have a potato, it's raw. You cook it, it's cooked. You cook it again, ain't bishul like a bishul. Why? Because before you cooked it, it was raw. And now it's cooked. And when it gets cold, it doesn't uncook. It stays cooked, maybe cold, but it'll always be cooked. Nothing can uncook something. Whereas it comes to water, a davalach, Lord Rishonim say, this is how the Ramah Paskins, yes, bishul like a bishul. Why? Because if you have raw water, how you cook it, it's hot water. it cools down, it's back to raw. A cold potato is still cooked. You can't uncook it. Cold water has been uncooked. There's nothing cooked about this water. You're back to square one. So therefore, that's the first thing to do when it comes to Bishul. Balance of a kush is solid, imbush lacha Bishul. A liquid, once it cools down, you've lost any advantage this water has, and you're back to square one. That being the case, come Shabbos morning, the goy puts the fire on. What's he done? He's heated your chalons, but he knows the rice. I don't have to fix all the chalons. So kush, there's potatoes and meat and beans. There's no Isdaraisa. The water is Isdaraisa. Why? Because once the water cooled, it lost any mile it had been cooked, back to square one. So when the guy lit the fire, he was lighting a fire to keep you warm. Okay? He was heating your chalent, which is not the Isdaraisa.
It's all cooked. Sorry.
All cooked, not the Isdaraisa. And heating your water, which is Isdaraisa official for you to do. Yes?
Is it the right
sound?
Because the Rambam says that it's fine.
Good. The Rambam, the Ran, there's many Rishon holds it's fine. Let's go with the way the Ashkenaz and the Rabbah says, let's go with that, it's awesome. Which means the water is a bigger problem than the chalent. Okay. Why do I need a blech? A blech has the drabonons.
So what?
So what?
It's only
a blech,
because
it's a wrong. Either have a blech in the chalent and the water, or a blech in neither. But God says,
why
need
a blech in the chalent?
Because, why need a blech in the water?
For
sheer. Oh, very good. That's the answer. The answer is, they took me time, I didn't have this. The answer is a fundamental difference, and explain to you why I got confused. If you have, I have here my flame, this beam was my stove top. I take my chalent, and I put it on, my chalent's fully cooked. I put it on the flame on Shabbos, it's awesome. I have a blech, and I take my chalent and put it on, it's also awesome. You can't put something on a blech on Shabbos. You put it on top of a pot, on top of an inner problem, you can't put it on Shabbos. Therefore, if I want to, well, you can't put it on even with a blech. As soon as you put it on, you can't put it on a blech. The water's going down the water, I take my water, and I put my water on the Shabbos, it's the rice to cook it, and I get a blech, it doesn't help me. So if you're going to say, when the guy was the flame, he didn't bring the food to the flame, he brought the flame to the food. Right, the food's sitting here ready, the guy comes, lights it. So he didn't bring the pot to the flame, flame to the pot. Both pots, the chalent pot and the water, a blech's not going to help you. What's it going to do? If you have something on which is from before Shabbos, and is raw, then you're going to need a blech. So that's it, that's the Shia. Why is the Shia? If I come to Erev Shabbos, comes Friday afternoon, and like every good Jewish house, comes famine, especially the winter, you know what it's like, famine from Shabbos, everyone's busy. That's why you see the mission says those 10 things Hashem, we'd be in a shmosh, is why. He doesn't see the time. It's only always Shabbos, quick, the last 10 things, even in Shemayim. Comes to Shabbos, what do? You take your food and put it on. So, what's the halacha? If it's raw, you're going to need a blech. Why? Because the war Shem Lichata, food goes on raw. I say, food is raw. And you want to stoke the fire to make it bigger, because that's what it needs a blech. This water is raw water. Right? We're saying now, the liquid goes back to being raw. What the guy is doing is cooking water on Shabbos. Once he's cooking water on Shabbos, you come into your house, the guy goes home, the fire's on, what do you see? You stand here, you see a pot of water, which is raw. If you have raw food cooking on Shabbos, you take the blech.
You're not going to stir it.
Oh, so the problem is not really stirring, the problem is the fire. Let's say you're in a hurry for your tea, so you might put a fire, stoke the fire. Yeah, it's some say by water's different. But if you're the pastures, the water's the same. So what is this? Oh, come on, there's coffee. So you might come to soak it and need a blech. So we take the chalant, he's right, you don't need the blech. Why? Because if I take chalant out of the fridge and put it on Shabbos, it's awesome. I can leave it on top of a pot. So a blech doesn't do anything. And let's say I put it on. I'm a very naughty boy, I took my chalent, I put it on, Shabbos, very bad. Now what? There's nothing wrong. There's no Shem Yechata. Shem Yechata is by rule. We're not really going to stick the fire, because it's really cooked. The whole container is by rule. So the water is raw, you need to blend. How's the people have this problem? Which means if I have these two pots sitting here, chalent, water, both of them are sitting without a blend. The guy came and lit the fire. This water was the problem. The problem is something raw on the flame without a blech. You're not allowed that. Now, the chalent also, you shouldn't have put it on Shabbos without a blech. But the chalent you can leave on. I'm not doing anything wrong. Then what's the issa? not bishul. This is nasil lechatchila. We don't want to put food on because then it might look like you're cooking. But I put on 10 minutes ago. Cool, but this is finished. No, you can look now. It's not like I'm cooking because it's ready, fully cooked. And this action was 10 minutes ago. Whereas the water cooking here is not putting on. That's not the problem. Chazal said if it sits on the flame and it drags on, you may come to stoke it. So it comes up in nafkamina. If you have these two pots, the chalom pot, you did the issa putting on, okay? You can leave it on. But water the issa, you can't leave it on.
Chalom's got in a gush?
Yeah, I'm talking about a gush chalom. Let's make it simple, a gush chalom. Yeah, there's no problem with that. It's very interesting, there's a big difference. We know you need a blech for chazara, you need a blech as well for shahir. But they're very different. Nafkamina is a story where someone came for chazanish and said, Bam Zik did shahir on Shabbos. Bam Zik on Shabbos, he took something and put it on. Chazanish don't run home and take off. Every second is always a problem. Why? Because I said you might come to soak it. You can't go to daven now. The issa is now cooking every minute. Whereas when I take my cook with and put it on, this is putting on. Now there's only can leave on. Back to our case of the Prima Gordon, how they worked back then, they used to always have the goy coming. And now, the issa of the chalom is what? It's maximum of actual. Why? Because I take chalom on my fridge and I put it on the Shabbos at Losla. But I didn't put it on. I put the chalom on Friday. I didn't put it on Shabbos. The fact the flame came underneath the pot, that was the goy. I didn't do anything. The goy did it. Now, we're not going to get this rabbanon on that. Clapping the water, also, I went up on this water on Friday. Doesn't matter. You can't have raw food cooking without a blech. You're worried, the goy's gone home, you might as well, you've got to take it off. And that's the Prima Gordon was worried about this water. How does this play out to our time switches? You have a time switch and your hot water, you need a coffee only in the morning. So Shabbos comes in 4 o'clock on Friday. You don't want your kettle to be on for so long.
It's always so interesting.
So you put it on time switch, you get up, your coffee's 8 o'clock, 6 o'clock it goes on.
Has it been cooked yet first?
No, let's say it's water out the tap, hasn't been cooked. 6 o'clock it goes on, you get up 8 o'clock, shh, nice hot coffee. Problem is, why haven't you left? You've got raw food. Cooking on Shabbos in your house.
But water's
got
raw food.
Well, I'm calling it food, because I'm more general. Right. Yeah, water is a bit of a shayla. But let's call it something you want to eat, which is raw, you're cooking it to make it edible and kushmer, and there's no blef. Where's your blef? That is the problem with the time switch. And you have to be very careful, because I remember when the last shayla that hit from our school, and I saw father was back, he was telling us, there was a guy who asked him, he came down Friday night, and it was all dark, and he smelled, Charlotte's burning. Okay, so he took the chalom to the Shabbos room, had his water, which he did, straight to the clean, no problems, right, put it back, right, okay, back to bed. Came down in the morning, made his own coffee, it's cold. Looks at the hot urn, it's not plugged in.
Cold water.
He put cold water into his chalom on Shabbos. Now, there you don't have a shahir, no drop on, get the blood. Problem is visual. You always have to look at these two different things, it's visual. So it could be it's worse. It's a visual now. The problem is that Shia Chazar Atmona, the important thing which you remember in the Ramah, Rishon Gimel, he says, that Shia Chazar Atmona, these Rabbonos, again, Shia means to leave on a pot, which is raw. Atmona is to wrap it, and Chazar is to put it back without a blech, or to put it back with any of the Tanoim which are missing. Those three Rabbonos are the worst things to get wrong on Shabbos. Because they're the only three things out of all the Daraisas and Rabbonos, there's 39 Daraisas, loads of Rabbonos, there's only three things, which is the Shia Chazar Atmona, which is also to have a not on Shabbos if you mess up. Sometimes you do borrow by mistake, but Yevish, Astrach, but Shoyge, okay, there's colours. Every Malach does it, you even cook on Shabbos, but Yevish, there's colours. But these three, there's no colours. That's it, you do it wrong, you're out. I was in Yeshiva once, with someone took Cholina, we took Batik Mormon once, and they put it back with our blech. 250 bochrim, no jollet, out, finished, nothing to do. There's no solution. So you have to watch out and away more for the drabbonos of bishul than the daraisas. So be very, very careful with these things. Now it goes to our Shabbos room. So you put on time switch. Now, what happens if, so we said there's no good. Why is it no good? Because you've got water cooking without blech. Yeah, the shayla maybe it doesn't need the blech, a cleat is not shacked to adjust, maybe it's different, okay. Oh, let's say we're choshed, you need a blech, you've got a problem. What happens if, no, the bishul's not been set in full Shabbos, no problem bishul, yeah? The problem is only the problem. What happens if, okay, I don't want to do this, chas v'shalom, I'm very firm, but I don't want to leave it on all the Shabbos, it's a waste of money, electricity's pumping through, one less time. I put it on and off every hour, goes on for 10 minutes, boiling hot, stays hot, it's a nice thermal system.
Water will stay hot.
Water will stay hot. And I put it back on at 4 o'clock, from 10 past 4, goes off till 5. 5, 10 past 5, off till 6. And that way I save my electricity, and it stays hot. Is that okay? So, the shaila here is chazar. Why is it chazar? Because, like we said with the goy, there's no difference if you put the pot to the flame or the flame to the pot. You can't put something on the heat source on Shabbos, which is the derech to cook, because you've got a problem with the blech. Even with the blech, actually. Even with the blech, you take your kugel out of the fridge, you can't put it on the blech, you put it on top of the pot. So when you put your kugel straight on the blech, it's a problem. You take your hot water, and it goes back on, it's like putting the hot water back on the...
It's always hot.
Why is it always hot? Because the water stays hot. What happens if I have a power cut on Shabbos? Now, let's go slow. I have my cholim on my hot plate here. And for whatever reason, I want to put on a new hot plate. So it's nice and hot, hot plate's hot, very good. I knock on the door, I hold it in my hand, I don't put it down, hold it to my chazor. I have in mind, so I can take it off my hot plate, and I put it back. So if I take off my hot plate, I put on a new hot plate. No problem. Comes a power cut, then what? What's the shaila? Can I take my cholim off my side and put it on your cholim? For sure. I forget to plug in my hot plate. Come on, shaila Friday night. Not plugged in. So this cholim is not on a heat source. It's like it's on the zat.
But it's so cooked.
It's cooked. It's everything. But are you allowed to take something cooked and hot from the fridge, from the side, and put it on the hot plate on Shabbos? For sure not. So I did this, I can't plug it on Shabbos, I'm not on your door, now what do you want me to do? I can't put it on your hot plate either.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a shilder, it does, yeah, okay. But Etzem is the hot plate, it was never plugged in. Comes on Shabbos Friday night, 10 o'clock at night, So I quickly knock on the neighbour, I want to take my chum and put it on yours. If you say a power cut means the hot plate finished, it's closed, it's nothing, then I can't put it on your hot plate. Because it's coming from this hot plate turns into the sideboard, it's nothing. It's not a heat source.
You've never done the action taking it off.
Sorry?
You've never done the action taking it off.
So that was a bit chiddish. He wants to say, as long as you left it on and you dance and still on. Fine. But let's say you don't go over the Shabbat was chiddish. It could be about anything. Why? When you have a heat source, every oven, every kira since the times of Chazal, when you have an oven, what's an oven? What's a kira? So you know it's a heat source. Okay, any heat source, it's going to be the derech to cook. If it's not derech to cook, it could be different. A radiator could be different. But you've got a heat source which is the derech to cook. Now, we know a blech, ultimately a blech, was gore of the cotton. Gore of the cotton, they covered over the coal, all the coals, and they covered over with sand. That was their old-fashioned blech. So it's going out, you covered it with sand, you smothered it, it's on the way out, there's no oxygen, it's going within an hour and will be cold. Still, it's like it's on a blech, on a heat source. Why? As long as this heat source is the Yatzeleza's body, it's got a din of oven. That means you switch your oven off, it's not finished, it's still an oven. And a lot is still an oven, till it gets below Yatzeleza's body. Now there's a Chumra and a Kulia. The Kulia, we'll start with easier. You sit here learning, and suddenly you come and you realize, oh wow, all the plugs went off, right? The lights are still on. I didn't realize. You want to teach on to the neighbor, but it happened 20 minutes ago. Okay, fill the hot plate. So the answer is, well, usually it will be. No problem. Run to the neighbor and put it on. Why? It's been off for 20 minutes. Yeah, it's still warm. The element takes a long time to cool down. As long as it's still warm, it's the answer is, well, it retains its thin cure. That's the cure. There's a chumra as well. I actually had this myself. I came back once just for Shabbos and Balagan. And the food we couldn't get on in time. So I had a great idea. He went to the neighbour, and the neighbour said that they had no space on the hot plate, but it's in my oven. I've been using it all Friday, it's boiling hot, put it inside, it's off, no problem, put it inside, on Shabbos, as a chas v'shalom. As long as this oven's hot, it can be off, it doesn't matter, it's still got the inkira. You can't buy anything on heat source. People say, yeah, the hot plate's off now, it's just like off 1 o'clock, hey, quickly, let's put the chal on, you can't do that. As long as it's hot, it's a problem. So the chumra nekula. Back to our hot water, it goes off every, as long as, now, the water may be hot, but you don't know, you have to find out. If the element is hot, not from the water sits on top, and heat up, that's no good. The element's hot from itself, as long as you try it on Friday, you tip out the water, switch it off, and see. Time, it takes 10 minutes to cool down, 20 minutes, how long it takes to cool down? As long as it is to cool down, it's not a din of an oven. The minute it's cooled down, it says, but it's not on anymore. So if you want to be really cheap and save on the electricity, time it on, maybe you get a 20-minute window, and every 20 minutes it goes off and on. If you do more than that, you're going to need a blast, because you always do it for yourself.
5 minutes. 5 minutes. Oh, yeah.